So, Richard, can you give us a bit of an insight into this? Business in bed. I like the sound of this. Maybe staying in bed and doing business from bed, coming up with some great ideas. What's this all about, Richard?
So, you know, who would have thought that the majority of Brits, one in three Brits, have their eureka moment for a great business idea while they're asleep? Only in Britain would that happen. But, you know, this research that we've published today from Barclays is really talking about where do the, you know, the surprising number of Brits that have great business ideas, but then also more importantly, I think, the serious side of this, you know, why aren't more of those ideas being pursued by these individuals to create great businesses, these future entrepreneurs?
What are some of the reasons? I know, you know, I can come up with an idea sometimes, oh, I'll just stay at work. Or is that one of the things? Is it that leap of faith that maybe people just don't want to take? Is it a monetary thing?
Yeah, I think the research highlights, I think, a number of reasons. And I think, James, you've just talked about one that I actually identify with, because I always think, well, why haven't I gone and pursued some of my business ideas? And that confidence issue is so prevalent and so, you know, a lot of founders I talk to have faced that confidence issue. So if I think about myself personally, why don't I pursue ideas? It's invariably because I think, well, I've got a great job. I've got responsibilities, I've got a lovely family, you know, am I really confident in this business idea to go off and pursue it? But it's also other things such as funding, which is the most dominant reason why people don't go off and pursue their great business idea. But also, I just think that people don't know how to start, you know, a business or what it takes to grow. So it's getting access to those networks and skills to really help people feel confident that they can convert that idea into a great business.
What else has come from this survey as well, then? I know we've mentioned about the bedside of things, but where's the other places that people come up with great ideas?
Well, you know, me personally, I come up with my best ideas when I'm out running. So I identify with the great outdoors one, which is the second most inspirational place, apparently, for UK Eureka moments. So I really identify that. Or, you know, the research highlighted things like when you're traveling or you're on a bus or you're driving or you're having a coffee, people tend to have those light bulb moments. When I talk to founders, actually, interestingly, a lot of them talk about, you know, they have their original best ideas when they're in the shower or the bath, or alternatively, you know, they have them in the pub, which I was surprised didn't come up more in that research.
On the back of a mat that they've got their beer on.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Very true. Now, Richard, at Barclays, you're known for supporting new businesses, startups, other businesses as well. One of the big things is people not having the access to the right tools, right equipment and right advice. Now, that's what you're here for, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. So what we try to do at Barclays, and especially with what I focus on, which is high, you know, it sounds a bit of a mouthful, but it's high growth businesses and entrepreneurs. What we're really interested in trying to help people with and fantastic founders with is not only start their business. And I think, I'm sure, James, you understand this. We've got many great business startups in the UK, and I think we've done a great job of this in the UK economy over the past 5 years. But it's actually trying to get people converting those startups into what we call scale-ups. And so what we try and do is really focus on trying to provide the right access to expertise, the right funding solutions. And we've increased our venture debt fund across the UK economy from 150 million to 200 million to help support these ventures at critical moments of their kind of growth expansion with access to the right type of funding, but the right type of funding for the right stage of those business journeys.
So if a business has started up and they're listening now and they're thinking, you know what, I'm struggling to take that next step, how do they get in touch with you guys? What do they need to do? Where do they need to go to be able to get the advice that, you know, it's obviously working for so many businesses because you're so successful at it?
So first of all, log on to entrepreneurs.barclays and use the contact tool on that to get in contact with us at Barclays. Two, also log on to your Eagle Lab network and really investigate how you can get yourself along to one of those incubators to access our network.
That's brilliant. Well, I really appreciate your time, Richard, and thank you so much for your advice. Just one final thing before you go. I'm going to tap into your knowledge now. If there's somebody thinking, oh, I'm going to set up a business, what would be your one tip to them if they're setting it up?
Research, research, research. That can take the form of discussing that idea with as many people as you can to see whether the idea really stands up. But the importance of doing customer research and market research, I can't overestimate. Do your research, develop that idea, and you will give yourself the best possible chance of getting the right investment and support to grow your business.